AURN News.
I'm Ebony McMorris. The Russian war with Ukraine has dominated headlines, but the war in Tigray, a region in Ethiopia, has received less attention. During the White House briefing, Communications Director Kate Bedingfield restated the U.S. commitment to Ukrainians.
To welcome 100,000 Ukrainian refugees, we're considering the full range of legal pathways to the United States. So that includes the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program, that includes parole, that includes immigrant and non-immigrant visas.
But when asked why the president won't do for Ethiopians who've been killed and torn apart due to war, what he's done for Ukrainians, she said.
I don't have any additional detail on any plans there. Obviously, as we are focused on working to bring, to welcome 100,000 Ukrainian refugees here, you know, that does not eliminate work that's being done in other areas. I don't have any specifics to announce from this podium at this.
There have been thousands of casualties in the Tigray region, and an estimated 2 million people have been displaced. For AURN News, I'm Ebony McMorris.